Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Georgia State versus South Carolina in our NCAA Week 1 game preview, it's college football with our expert, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some college football. You love to see it, man. Right now, we are in the hot week of the year. All the games are getting played. We're getting ready for as many as we can here on the show. And this one's going to be getting played, man. Like I said, September 3rd, Saturday, 7:30. So if you got some free time, check out this game. It's going to be a one that a lot of people aren't looking at, but one that could potentially have a great game to it. So watch out for it, man. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. And, you know, we broadcast live here from Atlanta, Georgia. So, of course, the Georgia State Panthers are a team that we think about quite a bit. They're, you know, we know friends and family from around that area, and, you know, we live close around that area. Also, I have some good people out in South Carolina that I know will have their hearts and minds over on the Gamecocks as we start this off. So, yeah, it's a great game. It's a beginning matchup. You know, one thing that I love about this part of the football season is, you know, it's slightly lower pressure games, you know, for a lot of the teams as we get kicked off. So it can just be some enjoyable football, hanging out, kind of getting a feel for the teams and seeing what's up. So everybody listening and live from home, first off, thank you very much. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you again. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Georgia State and South Carolina, we know these two teams. We know their area. What do we have to expect from this matchup?
Well, let's talk about the team, man. Georgia State, let's bring up the Panthers first and foremost. Shout out to them. So, 2021, pretty decent year. 8-5 overall with Sean Elliott, you know, pretty good longtime head coach for 6 seasons now. And looking at this team, obviously they're coming in as an underdog, right? They got to fight. They got to get things rolling. And talking about this team, the offense wasn't always the greatest, but it wasn't like it was just they weren't getting nothing done. They were putting in some work. You're bringing in a very talented offensive line. Pretty good. Malik Sumter, second team All-Sun Belt. Pat Barlett as well, third team All-Sun Belt. And they're looking pretty good there. Veteran running backs as well with Tucker Gregg, looking pretty strong, close to 1,000 yards last year. And Jameis Williams as well, transferred over from South Carolina. Fun fact there. So he's having kind of his revenge game playing against his old school, his old teammates there. So he might have some of that insider knowledge. And also Darren Granger, right? 6'4", 202, looking pretty good at the quarterback position. 4 interceptions, not too bad. Only 19 touchdowns, though, so I love that ratio there. And also, he can run the ball pretty well. 646 yards last season and 3 scores with his feet, so watch out for him. Receiving core, right? Sam Pinckney went over to Coastal Carolina. Jamari Trash as well, Thrash looking good. 32 catches last year, about 14 per catch, so watch out for him. Audrey Payne last year led team with 7 touchdown catches, so he could be someone to look out for maybe in the red zone or, you know, inside the 20. And Josiah's Cradle, 6'4", deep threat. Look out for him, man. If they throw it deep, it's usually going to him, so watch out. As for the defense, right, you mostly just got to get better on the third down conversion. That's where a lot of teams struggle. A lot of also kind of smaller schools as well is you get them stopped, you know, first down, they don't get a few yards. The second down, okay, they get a few. Then third down, right when it's, you know, 3rd and 4, where you can really stop them, they just struggle a little bit. So they've really got to work on that this upcoming season. And that's just because the pass rush, right, they come from the linebackers. You don't get too much push from the guys up front on the D-line, so you got to focus on that. Jamil Muhammad last season led a team with 6 sacks, even though he was kind of a spot starter, didn't play all the time. I expect him to get a bigger role this upcoming season. And also with Blake Carroll and Jordan Venizelle looking good, right? They combined for close to 200 tackles last season, and they are some heavy hitters. Defensive line, like I said, they're not the most biggest guys, but they have a good rotation with a good bit of depth pieces behind them. If someone were to ever, you know, just get tired, get an injury. So there's always something to look out for there, like Thomas Gore. And for Georgia State to get the upset in this ball game, you know, they got to play pretty good, play very consistent football, limit turnovers, and stuff South Carolina on third down. That is the big key. And talking about South Carolina, a team who in recent years, right, has kind of fallen off the wagon, a team that everyone knows is, you know, a good team in the SEC. They used to run it back in, you know, the early to mid-2000s and then early 2010s, whatnot, and looking pretty good there. But in recent seasons, it's been kind of iffy. But last year, pretty good season overall with Coach Shane Beamer coming into his second season. They went 7-6 last year, a little bit of optimism looking pretty good. And talking about this team, so let's talk about this offense. What can they get going? How can they score a bunch of points? I think that they are in for a good season as long as they limit turnovers. That is the big key that hurt them last year. Like I said, last year, 111th in the nation, and they only got about 23 points a game. But you could see that the potential was there for this team. They could score a good bit of points. They just weren't very consistent. Like I said, the turnovers just kind of killed a lot of momentum. So as long as you can limit that, there's a good bit that there's a good chance that South Carolina can put up a good bit of points this season. And you're getting a really good quarterback now with Spencer Rattler. We don't know what happened with him in Oklahoma. It just didn't quite work out. But you are getting a top-tier quarterback. And let's not forget, this is someone who last season was on a lot of Heisman, you know, preseason watch polls that could have had, you know, a breakout year. And, you know, he is looking to, you know, to avenge last year, put it behind him in the rearview mirror, and just have ball out this year and get that draft stock back up. So watch out for that, right? He's a really good player, you know, 70% completion percentage, threw over 40 touchdowns, and only 12 interceptions in his career. So watch out for that, man. He is a good player. As for the receiving core, it's going to look fantastic. It's going to look really good. Josh Van led the team with 43 catches. You got Dakarian Joyner and Jaheim Bell looking good. Also, Austin Stogner coming over from Oklahoma are looking solid as well. And also, coming in is a big threat. You're getting Atwani Wells, 116 catches, 1,850 yards, and 21 touchdowns overall coming over from James Madison University, who's hoping to get a better role here in the SEC. The O-line, you get a lot of veterans, a lot of depth as well, looking pretty solid. You know, they averaged about 136 yards a game for running, about close to 4 yards a carry as well. And they ran for only 9 touchdowns and looking decent there. So I think they can improve on the running game. Marshawn Lloyd, good running back there who's going to be looking good. And also Juju McDowell behind him for a little bit of that speed burst you need on maybe a third down. As for the defense, it was okay, right? It wasn't top-tier SEC defense, but it wasn't bottom either. It was just right in the middle. And, like I said, 6th in the SEC, gave up about 356 yards a game, close to 24 points a game, so it's not that bad, right? There is definitely room to work on, but it's not like they're giving up 40 points a game, nothing crazy. They're also 7th in the nation. They gave up 180 rushing or passing yards per game. And, like I said, the pass rush just didn't – it worked for half the year, but then it just kind of stopped. The second half of the season, it just didn't work out. Zach Pickens, a really good pass rusher, who's going to help out with Jordan Strachan as well, former Georgia State player. So, you know, you had a few guys switching over there. Brad Johnson as well, linebacker on the outside, looking solid there with Sherrod Green. And I think that the pass defense is going to look really good. I mean, it was number one last year in the SEC. I could see it repeating. We all know, you know, if we talk about Georgia last year with the tremendous defense, and they were great. But South Carolina led it in pass defense in terms of yards, points, stuff like that. So they could really improve again. You have a really good core. You got Nicholas Cam Smith looking good there. And also, even though Jalen Foster's gone, you're getting Devonte Reed, a really good player from Central Michigan, who's two-time All-MAC performer, helping out with R.J. Roderick. So I'm going to go with the final score of this one. I think South Carolina is going to get the win in this one. I think Georgia State's going to put up a good fight, though. This is a team who is scrappy, who is not a pushover by any means necessary. So I just think the Spencer Rattler is going to want to have a tremendous ball game. I think the defense for South Carolina is really going to prevail them to win in this one. And I think Georgia State, they've got some good pieces. I think they can have a good season, but it's always a tough opponent. We all know that week one matchup is when a lot of big teams, a lot of SEC teams play the lesser competition, we'll say, and kind of get tuned up for following weeks and whatnot. So I'm going to go with the final score of this one, South Carolina 37, and Georgia State, the Panthers, coming out with a score of 21. Like I said, I think South Carolina gets an easy win in this one, but I think early on in the game, Georgia State could put up a really good fight. But it's going to be a good game to look out for. You know, just a few days away, man. I can't wait to mark it on my calendar, get set up, and enjoy this college football this weekend.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I am with you on that one. And I can't wait to see the Gamecocks come out. Want to see them come out strong for the SEC. Also, of course, because we broadcast live from Atlanta, Georgia, we want to see these Georgia State Panthers really go in. I love the spirit of both of these teams. I can't wait to go to a Georgia State game, you know, locally here if I get a chance. That would be great. So, yeah, for all of our Georgia State fans and our South Carolina fans, let us know in the comments, what do you think the final score will be? We want to hear from you. And also, if you're listening to the podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to the podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football. You can find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just look for our 50-yard line football there. We're brought to you from the Believe Podcast Network and available anywhere that you listen to podcasts, especially over on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and everywhere that you love to listen to your favorite broadcast team here at 100 Yards of Football. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible NCAA Week 1 preview of the Georgia State Panthers versus the South Carolina Gamecocks. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.